This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, there's a fantastic aroma. Smell is not the right word. Aroma is the right word for what's going on in this room right now. This is because Tonya Buxton is here, one of the authors of a new cookbook called The Real Greek. Tonya, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are from a Greek Cypriot family, that's
yes,
right.
That's right, yes.
So what kind of food were you eating in the home growing
so,
up?
So literally what I've made for you today is some of the stuff that we would have. So we wouldn't have things like ketchup or brown sauce or anything like that at home. Our sauces would be tahini, tirokafteri, hummus, melinzo salada, like cooked aubergines, things like that. My mother cooked really Greek, you know, so I often was the smelly child at school. My children are the smelly kids at school because we just all smell of garlic all the time. We never get colds, but we are the smelly ones.
Now, I grew up in Liverpool in the 70s and it was the egg sandwich carriers who were the ones that everybody remembers. I wasn't one of those. Dead sophisticated me. Rarely a week goes by without us being told that the Mediterranean diet is the thing to go for. What do you think? I mean, I get fed up with all these mixed messages on diet and food, but we are constantly told the Mediterranean thing is the way to go.
And it's actually, without sounding like I'm blowing the Greek's trumpet, it's the Greek Mediterranean diet, because it's quite a low-carbohydrate Mediterranean diet. So it's not lots of bread, it's not pizzas, and it's not pastas.
Well, they are dipping stuff in dips all the time, and it's usually bread, isn't it?
No, well, you know, a Greek will always have a singular piece of bread with his food, but it won't be copious amounts. It'll be, and also the bread that they'll have will be village flour bread, quite rustic. So it's not the refined bread that unfortunately causes problems today. But they eat so many fruits and vegetables, and it's all about harvesting what's outside in their garden because they're quite poor. I mean, we're talking about the diet of my parents and my grandparents, and everyone was very, very poor. So they ate what they grew, and it was very seasonal and very indigenous, and it's very good for you to eat what you're growing on your doorstep.
So take me through. I mean, hummus I like.
Yes,
so hummus, but you can buy it in a shop.
No. Oh, my heart is broken by you.
Well,
it just doesn't taste the same. So hummus is so easy to make and so cheap to make. All you need to do, and mine is very garlicky because, you know, it's back to school time, September. Everybody gets colds and bugs. And so I put lots of garlic in to prevent that from happening. And hummus, all you need is some garlic, chickpeas, which you get, if you get a can of chickpeas that I've got here, one can will serve a family of six. So that's all you need to have. Put in your blitzer, put some garlic, put the chickpeas as well, keep a little bit of the brine, just in case you want to add a little bit more water if it's a bit too thick. Yeah. 2 tablespoons of tahini paste, which is sesame seed paste, which you can get from any supermarket now. Quite a lot of lemon juice, depending on how tangy you like it. And that's it. Blitz it up and that's it.
In my supermarket, where I never go and certainly never will go in the future to buy hummus, you can get all kinds of what you might call them corrupted hummuses. Where do you stand on those?
I like the idea. I think chickpeas are an amazing source of fibre. It's a really good food. And as long as you're putting the garlic and the olive oil in and the sesame paste, that's a hummus. And then if you want to add flavour, add some cumin hummus or coriander hummus or chilli, why not? I think it's all about cooking from scratch and just doing. Can I bring you some over to taste? Are you ready for this garlic blast? Should I bring you some over there?
You do that.
I will just bring and allow you ladies to dig in.
Yes, I should say, we have, it's not just me sitting here filling my face here and laughing at my own jokes. Although I am capable of doing both those things. Brenda is here and Tamara are here, and they're contributing to our conversation about working in the city in a moment or two. Thank you very much for that, Tonya. You mentioned the feta cheesy dip. Now, I can't pronounce that. How did you...
It literally means hot cheese. It's diro, which is cheese, gafteri, which is spicy. And this is such a lovely little dip. And it is Greek yogurt, which is lovely and thick.
Your hummus is fantastic.
Thank you. Greek yogurt, it's feta cheese, it's a bit of chilli, chopped tomatoes, and you blend that all together. And then you have this delicious dip. And again, it's a dip that's made with really fresh, good ingredients. And it will add, everyone wants a bit of kind of sauce. So, I mean, the British, unfortunately, are obsessed with things like ketchups and brown sauces and things that are full of sugar and additives. Whereas the Greeks, they make their own. So what I've got for you to try is a dill gafteri, which is, as we said, it's like a spicy cheese. But I've been very light on the chilli for you ladies. Mm. If I was making this at home...
These women have got proper chops.
Yes, yes, yeah. But and this one here is tahini, which is my favourite thing in the world. Mm. I will put this on my bread instead of butter. Mm. I will cook chicken and put a dollop of tahini in. It's just the best thing as an accompaniment for anything that you're going to eat. If you've got some couscous salad, put a dollop on top. Yeah. I'd like to have your opinion, ladies, of my tahini.
OK, well, Brenda and Tamara can dig in. I'm going to certainly leave an impression on Amy Schumer if I have too much more of that hummus. But anyway, just a bit of a name drop there from me. Do you make a conscious effort at home, Tonya? I know you've got children to eat healthily with them and around them. What do you do? What boundaries do you set?
I've got four children, and my youngest child is... He's been put on this earth to tax me in the sense that he's addicted to sugar. So I have to try very hard with his nutrition. He's a very challenging child to feed. My whole life is about making sure that I can provide something tasty and nutritious for him in the light of what's going on today with children and food. Mm-hmm. And the Greek Mediterranean diet is a great way to get them to eat good food, colourful food.
Okay. I mean, how often do you go to your Greek Cypriot roots?
I go to Cyprus. On Wednesday to Greece. I go back and forward all the time for work, yes.
Right. And I mean, would you say, you look around Cyprus, for example, do they have the look of a healthier people than you see on the streets of Britain?
Okay, so this is the problem. Because the original indigenous diets of my parents and grandparents, they're fantastic. Unfortunately, my generation, you know, the kind of baby boomers, the ones that are coming up to 50 and their children, are not so great because they got lazy, they don't cook, they've got the Western diets, they order takeaway. So not as much. But if you went back to the origins of the diet, then yes, they're living longer and they're healthier and they're happier.
Well, we don't know whether they're happy.
Well, no, we do. In Ikaria, a Greek island, is one of the blue zones, and they do a happiness test there. Mm. And the people are living longer and they're happier with their... There's no point living longer if you're going to be miserable. they're living longer, and they had all these tests done that said that they were happier.
Have lots of olive oil, be gloomier for longer. No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a great, not a great line. No. Thank you so much, Tonya.
My pleasure.
Lovely to meet you. And the recipes, if you want to make any of those dips, and I tell you, these are fabulous. Mm-hmm. We've reached peak dip. Go to the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. Thank you very much, Tonya. Great stuff.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.